Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. In moments, Dom Giordano's show, we have Dan's theory about why all these reunion shows are happening. That's the side question today. A lot of them are political, too. But Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Mr. Hold Their Feet to the Fire. I think he has their pledges about not raising taxes in a fireproof, floodproof vault, he once told me. And The Hill today has a great piece, Bidenomics and the Lessons of 50 Cent. All right? You know, 50 Cent is on the cutting edge, and that's why President Obama was here yesterday and why he was mostly trying to talk to African-American males about the follies of hearing all this with Trump. I didn't hear anything persuasive except the usual stuff. He's cruel. He's divisive. He gives power to other people to do that. Really? What's that have to do with what's in it for African-American males? Jason Whitlock, who is a big sports guy, got an interview with the president. I'll play that in a little bit, about how African-American males and Trump are similar. Wow, can't say that. But let's go to Grover Norquist. Grover's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Grover, welcome in, and thank you for joining us as always.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Well, I think this has been probably the top three or four issues, the most underplayed, because in these debates, the whole taxation thing, they don't have time for it. We have to talk about climate, and tonight families is another category, and never can we actually talk about something that most people care about. What do you see happening here? Does this get out about Biden's tax plan, and what do we have to do that?
Well, 50 Cent did us a big favor in raising it this way, and in a way that even the left can't kind of avoid it. The liberals, the Biden people, do not want to talk about his tax plan. He says, I'm not going to tax anyone who makes less than $400,000. But if you actually listen to what he said on video, on TV, he says he's going to repeal the entire Trump tax cut. Well, for the median income family of four, that's a $2,000 tax increase. For the median income single parent, one child, that's a $1,300 tax increase. $2,000 for the family of four, $1,300 tax increase for single parent, one child. If you are one of those people who got hit by the Obama penalty tax, this is to punish you for not buying Obamacare. This was a tax that is $695 to $2,000, depending on how much you earn, but it's at least $695 to begin with. And who did it hit? 153,000 people in Pennsylvania households, 153 Pennsylvania households, and 124,000 New Jersey households, three quarters of whom earned less than $50,000 a year. This is not a rich tax on rich people. This is a tax on middle-income people. And Biden has said, and we have on video at ATR, yes, I will put that back in. Now, you may want to say, oh, that's not a tax. That's a penalty. Well, the IRS collects it.
Yeah, that's
and the government
exactly,
spends the
yeah.
money. So when he says he's not going to tax people who earn less than $400,000, he's lying. Obamacare had seven taxes that targeted the middle class. The president wants to have Vice President Biden wants to have an energy tax, a carbon tax. It's a gasoline tax, not just on your car, but on all the energy you use, and not just rich people like Biden use energy. Everybody uses energy. So his tax hikes are a body blow to middle-income Americans. And when he says he's going to take our corporate rate, which was 35 when Biden was vice president, which is 10 points higher than China, by the way. Communist China would only take 25 cents on a dollar if an American company was there. We take 35 cents on a dollar under Obama. And we wonder why other countries and even Americans were investing in China.
Well, and then on top of it, to bribe people to stay here versus doing it cleanly in the way you're talking about, these companies to onshore versus offshore, then he's going to give them more incentives, more money, and somebody's going to have to come up with that and pay that.
Well, you don't have to bribe people to do something if your tax policy doesn't scare them away in the first place.
Exactly.
And what Biden did, he wants to take that rate back up to 35%. It's higher, worse than Germany, worse than China. What that'll also do is reduce the value of all the companies because you're worth less if your income stream goes down. Well, what does that mean to us? Oh, I don't know. 100 million American households own shares of stock directly, okay, in a 401k, in an IRA. Most people's pensions these days are in the stock market directly. So when the stock market goes down, your life savings, your pension
exactly.
benefits, your 401k, right, gets smaller. Under Trump, it went up 56% from when Trump got elected to when COVID hit, went down, but now it's back up again. If Biden does what he says and undoes the Trump mm-hmm. tax cuts and the deregulation, your life savings will shrink and not come back.
Hey, Grover, I check it twice a day, the 401k.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. And most of America, this is an antiquated idea, again, that could be made. The point you just made is one of the strongest, how most of America is involved in this now. It's antiquated to say this is just rich guys. And that's where 50 Cent and these others come in. It's hard to make them look like the evil corporate dictators out there when it's 50 Cent saying this stuff.
Absolutely. Oprah Winfrey had a fit when she realized how bad the death tax was, and the Democrats want to increase that and hit more middle class people with death taxes, not just high income people. The level of the tax assault on the American people, if Biden got elected with a Democratic Congress, is amazing. And that is why the debate moderators will do anything to talk about anything other than tax policy. And my advice to the president is don't talk about anything else. It's the one thing everybody understands. And Biden is on the record saying he's going to make your life savings worth less. He's going to make your gasoline
right.
prices go up and all your energy.
Well, and Grover, to your point tonight, one of the actual categories for the 15-minute blocks is American families. There's the point where the president, whatever she asked, answer it in 5 seconds and then pivot to taxes.
Now they're going to ask whether trans people can adopt.
Oh, God, here we go again. Hey, Grover, where do we
that's going to be where they talk about families, not family budgets.
Right.
Find some other issue
you're
to
probably
talk about
right.
other than the family budget.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Where do we find Americans for Tax Reform?
Americans for Tax Reform is ATR.org. Love to have people visit. We've also got all of those videos of Biden and Harris saying we're going to end fracking, we're going to end fossil fuels again and again and again. Remember, he said that Trump was lying when he quoted him saying what he said over and over again when he talks to the liberal Democrats in his audiences, and his statement that he will repeal the entire Trump tax cut, not just on rich people, the entire Trump tax cut 11 times.
Absolutely. Grover, thank you very, very much, as always, for joining us today.
You got it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,